here with Aunt Bane, and I'm Boom Doom, and we're going to talk about gamer etiquette.
Okay, gamer etiquette. Little Boom Doom, how long ago? Has it been a month or something like that?
Yeah.
Has just been introduced to the world of MMOG, which is Mass Multiplayer Online Gaming. And the two games he's been playing is what?
Plants vs. Zombies Warfare and Minecraft.
Okay. Now, Plants vs. Zombies Warfare, it's all about teamwork.
Yes.
Little Boom Doom has trouble with teamwork.
And I got my walnuts as a cactus exploded by a pea shooter or something.
See, he's been finding out that if you don't help out the team or you do something nasty to the team, they retaliate and they blow up his stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways.
So, Minecraft. Little Boom Doom doesn't realize that people are sending him messages because he's not able to read yet. So, they're trying to tell him to do stuff and he can't read it.
But I get signs.
But sometimes they do get signs. Yeah, they do give signs. Or if they have the gaming headset, they're able to talk to each other. But when you're in a situation that you don't have a headset, what do you do?
Sign.
Well, see, it's kind of like how you're playing it is you're kind of like you're blind and people who can't talk are trying to show you things. So it's kind of hard. Now, gaming etiquette is for group, like team games, you help out your teammates. Plants vs. Zombies, when you're playing the plants, the main goal is to kill the zombies to keep the garden alive, right?
Yeah, but most of the times when I get, like, my walnuts exploded, if you didn't know, there's a secret hidden with the pea shooter, explode bombs things. You can push off people with that, and that actually helps you with, if it's a very high place, and they're like a cactus and they got up with their drone, you can just hit them off, and then it has to load, and then you can hit them off again. And what I do as a cactus, I get my drone, my new green drone.
Artichoke.
Drone. And I kick people down from it. I'm like, don't do that.
Okay, the cactus on Plants vs. Zombies are like the snipers of the team. So that's sort of okay.
Yeah, and they hide.
They're supposed to get high and be snipers, and they have a little drone they send out to help shoot mass zombies. It's a limited time, but it really comes in handy.
And when you shoot down the bombs, most of the people think that it can hurt them, and then they start shooting at the drone, and then
they blow it up.
No, but all you do is go circle, and then they're gonna go like, man, we need that again, once there's a big mob.
Yeah. Now, Minecraft issues is he needs to learn to read real quick, because people are trying to tell him what to do in messages, and he can't read it.
Mm-mm.
And they think he's being a jerk because he's ignoring them. And he's not ignoring them, he just can't read their messages. So we're going to have to work on that. He's going to have to play with me in the room until he learns how to read. So he's made a few enemies on Minecraft, because so far a bunch of people... Oh, okay. Tell about the day that some strange people came into your world and they destroyed everything.
Why?
No, this is about gamer etiquette.
This is
part of being bad, that gamers, there's some really mean gamers that come into a newbie place and they destroyed everything. They blew up your house. They tore apart all your houses. One guy killed all your horses in the most horrible way. He picked up their lead ropes and took them into the air, right? And then they fell to the earth and they all died. And it was heartbreaking to see this little boy crying his eyes out. And they all had headsets on. We could see that they had headsets.
And I did.
That were active. And he's screaming and crying and pleading with them, please don't kill my horses, right?
And they also killed Shadowmere.
They killed Shadowmere, yeah.
And I had to get that diamond armor in life.
It was upsetting that, it wasn't stated that you were a newbie. Everybody thinks that you're a regular player, and you're not. I mean, you are a regular player, but you're new because you're literally only 7 years old. So, I got on the headset, and I tried to tell them what they did was wrong, but, you know, some gamers just don't care. And you don't want to be one of those jerky gamers. That's how you make better friends, is when you're nice to people, you help them out, you give them stuff if they need it, and then they give you stuff in return. And they help you.
That's what I do.
And they help you, yeah. We're trying to work on that.
I do that, and they just kill me.
But gaming...
But I have diamond armor, and it's enchanted, so I kick them with the diamond sword.
And on Minecraft, we figured out how to not allow players who are not friends total access. So, like, when new players come on and they're not friends of his on his list, they're not allowed to do anything. They can't mine, they can't open boxes, and they can't kill anything. So they get bored and they leave, right? Yeah. They can't see you nodding your head. So they get bored and they leave, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we're still working on the teamwork part. Little Boom Doom likes to get all the prizes for himself, which, you know, that's...
Diamonds!
That's the root of all gaming, is you need to get loot. But in a team situation, you need to give sometimes instead of get.
What? The diamond shoots right at me, and I just see it, and I go, I want that.
On Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare, once you get the diamond, you can't give it away, so that's just too bad. Anyway, now to be a good gamer, like I said, you help out the team.
Yes.
You always help out the team.
When one time I was on a very high place, and no zombies even saw me, and then sometimes I freeze on my drone. And when I die, then I'm not frozen on my drone.
Yeah.
And you can see yourself when you're going to the drone or, like, walking. You can see your legs sometimes.
Yeah.
Just don't get off, but just wait until you die. Just stand there, like, do nothing, run. You can shoot still. Yeah.
Right.
And people might see you being stupid, but... Yeah, I get shots on there because I can see zombies ultimately a lot.
Now, the whole point of gaming with multi-online people is to have fun. It's all about having fun. And as long as you're a good sport about it, you're going to have lots of friends who will want to game with you. Right?
Right.
Did we cover gaming etiquette?
Yeah. There's still some stuff that happened.
But the basic gist of it is... Don't be a bad gamer.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all we have for that episode. Bye!